Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
823 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, ready to take your call right now, because we're going to let you hear from Raheem Morris on Divine Diablo's performance in a minute. But we've been chatting about concerts today. Let's go ahead and get you into one. Call into the show right now at 404-726-0929 if you want to go see Machine Gun Kelly and his Lost Americana tour with Wiz Khalifa on Friday, May 29th at 2026 at Lakewood. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. That's a concert I would like to see. Machine Gun Kelly, personally.
I'd be like, that's so off-brand for you.
So here's the thing right now. He's such a versatile performer. He's in different eras, right? He raps, and then he was in rock for a moment, and right now he's doing his boy band thing. So, like, hello.
Wow.
I'm ready to see Machine Gun Kelly pull off the cheesy dance moves. I know he's mocking them, and I love it.
I didn't take you as a fingernail painted kind of, you know, kind of fan.
Maybe he should have went on tour with Taylor Swift a couple years ago, the Eras tour. They could have done. They both had their own little era. You say he's in his different era.
He's a totally different artist. Every time he comes out with a new album, it's just completely
I like,
a 180.
Didn't he date Transformers girl? Yeah, Megan Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They had a baby together.
That's about the only era I'm interested in of Machine Gun Kelly.
Are they not together anymore?
No.
They're separated, but that has to be the most beautiful baby in the world.
She also was with that guy from 90210.
David Austin Green.
Yes.
I'm glad you Google these things before you start talking.
What do you mean?
Is that his name? That's not his name.
This is his name.
This is his name.
David Austin Green. Need to know their names?
Wait. I might have the first name wrong.
Oh, please tell me I got this right.
Brian
Austin Green. I'm glad you Google these things before you start talking about them.
Because he was David Silver on 90210.
Yes, I'm so happy that I got you on a pop culture name.
She was so smug.
I'm so happy. I mean, she looked at me like I was an absolute D-bag.
She tried to get you and Bo both, and y'all just both wham.
I'm glad you Google these things.
Oh, my God, I can retire a happy man now.
There's a difference in me missing one name and every other name you're trying to call out. You're like, who's that person?
I didn't do that, though.
No, I was looking at Bo.
Yeah, but guess what? Well, you need a name for the 90s Falcons team. Who do you come ask, huh? Yeah.
Google.
Yeah.
Google.
And the 2025 team.
Yeah.
All right, so going back to what we should be talking about right now, Raheem Morris did talk to the media the other day and talked about that you're very excited about that win right there,
about
Mike.
This. Yes.
Raheem talked about Divine Diablo's performance on Sunday and how impressed he was with it.
Yeah, super impressive. You know, his pass defense has been elite. You know, to be able to watch him get back into those windows in the passing in the middle of the field and really play with great length, you know, great vision on the quarterback. I mean, he's probably knocked down, I don't know, three or four balls over the middle of the field. His vision back there and being able to move with the quarterback, deterring throws, taking him away, you know, really giving that body presence, that underneath body presence that you get from really great linebackers. And he's shown that a bunch. You see it a lot from Fred Warner out in San Fran all these years. And to watch him be able to do it is kind of unique because of his length, his speed, you know, his ability to cover grass. And then when a check down goes, it's not an explosive. He's able to close grass and get people on the ground, you know, with a lot of space. And that is a unique thing about him and his speed and his athleticism, his range, things of those nature. And he's been excellent. He's been an excellent addition in every way. Behind the ball, covering, as a pressure player, he's done some really good things for us.
Pressure player, closing ground. you know, just I love everything he just said there because it definitely flashes on film and kind of diagnosing the way they utilize him. We kind of covered it yesterday, kind of a 5-1 defensive setup where they allow him to just kind of roam right there in the middle of the defense, play that middle linebacker spot. It's awesome. It's awesome the way they utilize him, his speed, his length, like Raheem was just talking about. And he is so versatile as a player because he's strong, but he's fast. And when you have a guy like that defensively, he changes almost everything you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, former safety at Virginia Tech, Divine Diablo, when he played college ball. And it's funny because he couldn't find a home in Vegas with the Raiders. I mean, he was and I say that, you know, he was a guy that kind of in and out of the starting lineup, didn't get a lot of playing time. Yep. And now he's, I'm not going to be like out of the world, he's all pro, but he's playing at a very high level. And he's playing on a defense that's number two overall in total yardage. Scoring defense-wise, they've gone down a little bit the last couple of weeks, but they're doing a really good job. They're creating turnovers. I was looking at some stats this morning defensively where they rank with turnovers. They're only plus one in the margin, but they've created like I think six or seven turnovers.
Yeah.
In four games, it's pretty good. It's like 1.5 a game, right?
Yeah.
Or a little over one a game.
Havoc rate.
Then you've got their sixth in sacks with 10, and they're up there. I'll tell you this. If after four games, if I told you that they had double the amount of sacks as a Super Bowl winning defense, would you have believed it?
I'd be forced to at this point, yes.
No, I said before the season.
Yeah.
You know, when y'all were like making fun of me when I said 50 sacks was something that they could get to?
Yeah.
And then I was like, hey, look, I'll just take 40 if you want. I'll just hold me at 40. And now they're 30 away and after a quarter of the season. So the defense has been improved because of guys like Divine Diablo. The linebacker play is elevated from what it was last year.
No doubt.
Well, and one of the things Raheem did talk about yesterday was the improvements he wants to see defensively during the bye week.
For us, it's like finishing. You know, you want to go find ways to finish some of those sacks. I think we had 15 pressures yesterday. They had 2 sacks. You know, and we had the big 6-sack game, I believe, in Minnesota. You want to find ways to capitalize more of those opportunities because if you do those things, you know, you can be really effective, you know, on that way when you're talking about on defense. And then, you know, obviously on.
Yeah, it's just funny watching the tape and you realize how close Brandon Dorlus was to getting a sack. Flies past the quarterback, misses it. Zach Harrison was close to missing one when he kind of comes through unblocked. It goes back to what we were talking about Divine Diablo. When he gets a chance to blitz, and Bo, you and I talked about this when we signed him. Neither one of us were impressed with him as a blitzer. It was about more rangy he could be at the second level and go sideline to sideline. I think that's exactly what we've seen on tape. But when you do get a chance to get in the backfield, whether it be him, Caden, whoever it is, closing on the ball and making the play. Divine also had an interception in his hands over the middle Sunday.
That was going to be – it would have been hard to secure. And he kind of reached out and like almost Calvin Johnsoned it.
Yep.
I think you got a good point, though. I want to talk about that real quick before we get to Life Squid. The when he comes up the middle, you know, I want him to get the guy on the ground. But I also need my edges there to get – enough, and they have done a good job of kind of penetrating and getting some pressure, and that way there's nowhere for that quarterback to go when Divine comes flying through there. And we talked about it. I tweeted out Sunday night because I'd seen some people kind of complaining about, well, the pass rush wasn't very good Sunday. 2 sacks, 6 quarterback hits. Rod just said 15 pressures, and Marcus is not. Mariota's the guy that's going to get rid of the ball, and he's also going to get out of the pocket.
Yeah.
And that's just what he's been. You forced intentional grounding. You forced some bad throws. I just think that's affecting quarterback in the type of way that you're affecting the game. He did not have a great game. You can talk about, backup quarterback did this. Kickoff return, put him in the inside. He had a turnover short. He had 4 field goals. The 2 touchdowns came off explosive plays on the drive. The 48-yard run got him in the red area, and then I think it was the kickoff got him down there with the Deebo Samuel 4th down touchdown.
Yep.
So it was explosive plays really led to a lot of the damage that they did on offense.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's always about Baron Burton's W Sauce and the New Realm Brewing, the Allen Lager. Hey, don't forget the, you know, breakfast sauce, W Sauce, Fireshire, breakfast sauce too, everyday hot sauce. It's all in there. So special teams, been a lot. We talked about it was our meh, my meh earlier, right?
Yes.
I just think that as much as I get frustrated with it too, because you go down and score a touchdown and then boom, they're already at the 40-yard line of your own 40, right? After like Luke McCaffrey gets a big return. The one thing we need to remember is everything has changed in the last season and a half,
yep.
Season and a quarter about the kickoff. They got the new kickoff, the dynamic kickoff, or whatever they want to call it. They've changed the yardage and they have the landing zone now. And if you don't kick it in the landing zone, it comes out to like the 40. And if you kick it in the landing zone and the guy touches it in before the goal line and it goes through the end zone, now it comes out at the 20. Like, there's all these kinds of rules. And I just think all the there's no – it used to be kick it through the end zone and you just worried about punt coverage. And now you can't do that. And the punt coverage for this team has been pretty good. If you go look at our punt coverage, it's been good. But the kickoff is kind of – something that's it's kind of evolving in front of us. And some teams have adapted this knuckleball kick, but you have to have someone that can execute the knuckleball kick. And then, Mike, you brought it up when we were talking about it. I can't remember if we were on or off the air earlier, but you said, hey, if you try the knuckleball and you don't execute it right, if it doesn't hit the landing zone,
yes,
then it comes to the 40. So we got to, as much as I know no one wants to hear this, with the kickoff alone, just the actual kickoff, have some patience because it is an ever-evolving situation and it's all new.
I agree with you. I think it's a mess all the way around the NFL. Hopefully we get it figured out sooner than other teams, but it's a mess for just about everybody right now.
And our actual returns last week
were
better. But Natron Brooks almost breaks one before he got injured.
The one after he gets injured, Ray was is a good return.
You know what we figured out in the broadcast is, and I don't know if it was Wes Rush, one of them brought it up, but if you catch it, you got to go. You can't hesitate. You have to literally hit the gas immediately. I think it was Arch because you can only hold those blocks so long being so close.
Timing and spacing.
So if you see it, catch it and go. So that's my analysis on the kickoff.
Yeah, there you go.
Real quick, I want to say congrats to D'Angelo from Atlanta going to see Machine Gun Kelly. We'll have more tickets tomorrow. And coming up, we'll switch gears a bit. National College Sports Reporter for CBS, John Talty will join us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.